And now, fan fiction theater.
Lincoln and Kyle huddled closely in the deep snow. After being attacked and robbed on their way to a wrestling event, they found themselves ticketless, penniless, and naked in the deep Kentucky woods. Now 2 hours into the biggest snowstorm of the year, they were dangerously close to frostbite in places one should never get frostbite. "We gotta get out of this weather," Kyle said, clutching his manhood. "My dick's gonna freeze off."
Lincoln, his hands also full of Wang, nodded. "Mine too." Looking around as best they could, through the continuous onslaught of snow, their eyes came across a small wood building in the distance. Running as fast as their cold, bare feet would let them, they arrived at what soon discovered to be an old wooden barn. Quickly opening the door, they both jumped inside, desperate for any port in the storm. "Ah, thank God," Lincoln said, rubbing his hands together. "Thought we were gonna die out there."
"Still might. Not much warmer in here," Kyle responded. "Damn barn's empty. We don't have anything to build a fire or cover ourselves with."
"What are we gonna do?" Lincoln yelled, throwing his hands up in the air before realizing they were covered as junk. "Ah, cold!
I guess we're just gonna have to snuggle together in sheer body heat," Kyle said awkwardly. "At least it'll help us survive until tomorrow." Kyle sat down, then motioned for Lincoln to sit next to him. "Let's just get it over with and go to sleep. It'll be morning before we know it."
Lincoln sat close to Kyle, and the two laid down on the wooden floor.
Kyle turned his back to Lincoln and laid on his side.
Lincoln came close and put his arm around Kyle, as their body temperatures began to warm the guys, while still coldly beginning to relax.
Kyle rolled slightly, inadvertently rubbing his butt against Lincoln's manhood.
This touch sent a chill across the bodies of both men.
At first, they tried to avoid the sudden rush of endorphins that filled them with a sense of euphoria, but all too soon, both became aroused.
Lincoln slowly began to rub his draped hand across Kyle's arm, and then his chest.
The slow, warm feeling of Lincoln's hand caused Kyle to breathe faster, his manhood throbbing. Kyle arched his back and once again rubbed himself on Lincoln's engorged set. What does that even mean?
Lincoln let out a breathy moan and moved his hand to Kyle's hip.
Not breathy at all. His lust building, Kyle slowly rolled over until he was eye to eye with Lincoln. Kyle raised his hand and placed it on Lincoln's hip.
Neither man said a word. The looks they gave one another said more than words could say. Ever so slowly, the two began to pull the other to himself.
As their bodies came closer, their lust and excitement increased. Both men's sex, now engorged beyond reason, pulsed as they came closer and closer. Until at long last...
The door to the barn burst open in a second. Two police with flashlights and an elderly woman entered. Seeing Kyle and Lincoln on the floor, the elderly woman put her hand on her mouth and gasped, "Oh, Lord! They've started fornicating!" At this, the two jumped to their feet in a clumsy attempt to cover themselves, but were quickly forced on their stomachs by two policemen. "Stay down, you perverts! You're under arrest for indecency and exposure, public lewdness, gross indecency, and breaking and entering."
"What?" Kyle screamed as he attempted to get the policeman off of him. "We didn't know this was her barn, and we were just trying to get out of the cold."
"Yeah," added Lincoln, his hands handcuffed behind his back. "This isn't what it looks like, okay?" The older of the two policemen laughed.
Yeah, well, that's what you streaking weirdos say."
With this, the guys were hoisted to their feet and dragged outside of the police car.
As Kyle and Lincoln were being put into the squad car, Kyle attempted to talk to the elderly woman. "Please, ma'am, we've been robbed, beaten, our clothes stolen. We meant no harm. We need your help." The elderly woman stared at Kyle in disbelief. "Help? You motherfuckers need Jesus." As they rode to the police station, Kyle and Lincoln sat in disbelief. Not only were they naked and on their way to jail, give us a blanket, but they both felt morally and physically beaten. Kyle took a deep breath. "I can't believe this night. Robbed by someone we were just trying to help?"
Lincoln shrugged. "I mean, how are we supposed to know the guy in the fucking wheelchair was packing?"
"You two shut up," the younger cop yelled from the front passenger seat. "Don't make me tase you."
"Calm down, Junior," the old cop admonished his partner. "Don't get so excited."
"Sorry, Daddy," the younger one said sheepishly. I need to know their story. Arriving at the police station, Lincoln and Kyle were booked, fingerprinted, de-loused.
"When do we get lice?"
"Who knows?" And put in holding, still naked. "Whoa," screamed Kyle as the cell doors were shut. "Don't we get any kind of uniform or something? We're naked here." Hold your horses, a rather large female guard yell. We'll get you something.
As Lincoln stood in the corner, a rather large biker appeared, approached him.
Fucking cops won't allow his man a dignity. Name's Fridge, what's yours? The biker said, offering his hand.
Lincoln hesitantly shook Fridge's hand. Lincoln.
You look cold, my friend. Fridge said with a smile. Would you like a blanket until they bring you something decent? Fridge reached behind him and picked up a blanket from a bench. He handed it to Lincoln.
Aw, thanks, man. Lincoln said with a grin. I appreciate the,
Shut the fuck up! Fridge screamed. I did you a favor, now you're my bitch. You'll be my servant until lights out, after which you'll do the following for me. Fridge pulled Lincoln close and began whispering in his ear. As he whispered, a frightened and shocked expression covered Lincoln's face.
Why? Lincoln yelled. Why would you ask someone you just met to do that to you? I'm not sure the last one is even possible. Fridge! The rather large lady guard screamed. Get the fuck away from that boy! You fuck! You force fuck another one of our prisoners, I'll knock your fucking teeth out. Do I make myself clear? Then giving two sets of prison uniforms to Kyle, she turned to Lincoln. Boy, get over here with your friend and put those on. Lincoln ran quickly to Kyle, taking the prison orange, started getting dressed.
We're already in prison orange? We didn't even go to jail? Jesus. Much better, Kyle smiled. She's also gonna give us our one phone call. We'll have someone send bail and get the fuck out of here.
That's great, said Lincoln, looking timidly at a waving Fridge blowing kisses. Because I think I might be prison married.
It's escalating quickly. Several minutes later, the large lady guard walked Kyle to the payphone. Handcuffing him to the phone, she placed several dimes in the phone. You have 5 minutes, she said before walking away. Calling a friend, Kyle quickly explained his and Lincoln's situation and made arrangements for bail money to be sent. Then he stood by the phone, waiting for the guard to return. Looking up from her desk or paperwork, the lady guard called to the two officers who had arrested Kyle and Lincoln earlier.
Floyd or Junior, could one of you put him back in his cell? Floyd smiled. No problem, Bertha. Then turned to his partner. Be just a minute, Junior, then we can go.
That's okay, Daddy, Junior said. I still need to call my father and tell him I'll be out late.
Oh, God.
Once back in the holding cell, Kyle made his way to the far corner where Lincoln was. Lincoln, his back to the corner of the cell, was looking nervous as he sat and rocked back and forth. You okay? Kyle said, patting Lincoln on the shoulder. Bale should be here soon.
Lincoln nodded, but only rocked faster in his corner. Just then, a large crash came from the front of the police station. In came three policemen, dragging a rather large and surly-looking blonde man.
Kyle could see he was obviously strong by the way the three policemen were having trouble placing him in the cell.
Motherfuckers! The blonde man screamed at the policemen. I'll get out there and fucking kill you all! As the cell doors were locked, he turned around and examined the others in the cell with him. What are you bunch of pussies looking at?
As if to answer his challenge, Fridge stood forward. Who the fuck do you think you are?
In a sudden blur, the blonde man leaped into Fridge, knocking him to the ground, and began slamming his head onto the concrete floor. My name is Snake, motherfucker!
As Kyle Lincoln and the rest of the prisoners in the holding cell backed against the opposite wall, the cell door flew open, and four policemen subdued Snake. It's in all capitals.
That's how you fucking spell it, Kyle. All caps!
All two others removed Fridge from the cell. With Fridge removed and cell doors locked once more, the rest of the prisoners stood in stunned silence at Snake.
God damn it, Morrison! Bertha yelled, checking on a broken and bleeding Fridge. Y'all ready in it deep for beating these three internet reviewers after death? You wanna add a murder?
Internet reviewers? Kyle said much louder than he meant to.
With that, Snake slowly walked towards Kyle and Lincoln's corner. Yeah, internet reviewers, Snake hissed. What the fuck do you care?
We, don't... Kyle said, trying to seem unfazed. Just wanted to make sure we heard you right.
Snake stared Kyle down. You fucking heard right. Little fuckers thought they could give me my favorite movie a bad review and get away with it? Snake smiled. So I cut out their fucking tongues. Lincoln's eye widened. What
movie was it?
Snake turned to Lincoln. Pixels.
Oh, fuck me. An annoyed Kyle yelled.
I know, right? Snake sat patting Kyle on the shoulder. Who fucking doesn't like Pixels?
Is this a running thing? Kyle bit his tongue. Nobody we know. I mean, who wouldn't like that movie? Kyle suddenly felt dirty. No amount of breath mints or bleach would ever make his mouth feel clean again, he thought.
Snake's smile grew. You two are okay. What are you in for?
Kyle looked quickly at Lincoln. We killed my brother?
Nero! Lincoln added. We beat and shot fireworks at him until we finally deleted him.
Kyle shot a look at Lincoln and said, Who would be stupid enough to believe that?
Killing family takes balls, Snake nodded. Respect. As Snake walked away, Kyle and Lincoln took a breath.
We deleted my brother Nero, Kyle said, grinning at Lincoln.
Sorry, Lincoln said. I panicked. He cussed the tongues out of people like us.
It took another half an hour for the bail money to reach the courthouse, and the order to release Lincoln and Kyle to reach the police station. And that time, the guy busied themselves trying to avoid eye contact with Snake, while not unintentionally pissing him off. Finally, they heard those four golden words with all those charged with public indecency and promiscuous behavior yearned to hear. Two made bail. The guys were given a change of clothes from the lost and found, and after some paperwork, they left the police station free men. This has been the trip from hell, Kyle said, running his hand through his hair.
Lincoln nodded his head. It has indeed sucked. At least it's almost over.
Kyle looked around impatiently. Yeah, for fucking taxi ever gets here. As if summoned by Kyle's cursing, a small yellow cab pulled up to the front of the police station. You the fellas looking for a ride to the bus station? The driver asked.
That would be us. Lincoln smiled as he opened the cab door. We were afraid you weren't going to
A loud alarm suddenly echoed from the police station as the three inhabitants of the cab looked toward the noise. The driver's door to the cab suddenly opened and a large hand grabbed the cabbie by the collar and pulled him from the car. As Lincoln and Kyle turned around to see what happened, they were suddenly greeted by the smiling visage, however you want to say it, of Snake as he shut the car door.
Boys don't mind sharing a cab, do ya? Snake shut the cab doors and immediately locked them all. Don't want the fuckers getting in, do we? He smiled and put the car in drive.
Oh, what the fuck? Kyle screamed as they took off.
Let's the fuck out, damn it! Lincoln added. Don't worry, boys, Snake screamed as they drove off. They won't catch us!
As Kyle and Lincoln tried in vain to open the cab doors, they were suddenly greeted by the sirens of six police cars as they closed in behind them.
I just pull over, man! They're gonna catch us! Lincoln screamed, still trying to unlock his door. Fucking let us out! Snake pressed the gas pedal to the floor and laughed. Don't worry, brother, we're going off-roading!
With that, Snake veered the cab off the street and into a nearby yard, plowing through a wooden fence and down a snowy hill. The cab swerved left and right on the ice as it smashed into anything near it. Stupid son of a bitch, you're gonna get us killed! Kyle screamed as the speeding cab sent frightened bystanders screaming for their lives.
Snake turned to look back at Kyle and Lincoln. For two guys who killed a man, you're both kind of pussies. Hey, well, I've got you both here. Have you ever thought of making Cthulhu your personal lord and savior? Look out! Lincoln screamed, pointing towards the front yard of the cab. We're gonna hit something!
Snake turned around in his seat. The cab was quickly racing toward a large wooden structure with the words Jesse's Girl painted in black across it.
It's a dilapidated boat! He screamed as he jerked the wheel. Kyle and Lincoln grabbed each other and hit on the floor. The cab slid left, slamming into the boat, spun twice, and came to a stop just short of the other side.
As Kyle and Lincoln rode from the floor, they were instantly surrounded by police cars and frightened onlookers. Putting their hands in the air, they gave up and were escorted from the cab.
No, we had nothing to do with this, Lincoln blurted out as soon as they were clear of the car.
Yeah, this fucker over here kidnapped us, Kyle added, pointing at an unconscious Snake.
Oh, don't worry, boys, Officer Floyd smiled. Oh, we know. As a matter of fact, you two are heroes.
Heroes? Kyle asked, puzzled. The hell for?
I figure it was you two that made him go down this hill and crash into this boat, Floyd said, still smiling. Hadn't done that, might have never caught him.
Lincoln and Kyle stared dumbfounded at Officer Floyd.
I mean, that is what happened, isn't it?
Deciding to leave it alone, Kyle let out a sigh and nodded his head. Can we go home? You can't leave just yet, a just-arriving officer junior added. Governor Morrison will want to thank you personally for helping to recapture his son.
Lincoln and Kyle looked at a still unconscious Snake. His son? Lincoln asked, staring at Snake in disbelief. Oh, his pride and joy, Officer Floyd added, still smiling.
As Kyle facepalmed himself, Lincoln patted him on the shoulder, then looked at the officers.
Yeah, I think we're gonna pass.
Can you give us the engorged sex?
Have you never heard of an engorged sex, Kyle?
I didn't think I'd ever read the words engorged sex.